With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Snow, freezing rain, and bitter cold in much of the Midwest.
The National Weather Service says a major winter storm is forecast to produce heavy snow and significant ice starting in the Central Plains and moving east. Lead forecaster Bob Worovec says winter is back.
A lot of cold air in place across the country. It's really setting up the potential for a pretty, very impactful storm anywhere from the plains into the lower Missouri Valley, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and eventually into the eastern United States over the next several days.
He says 6 to 12 inches of snow forecast to stretch anywhere from Kansas to D.C., Baltimore as temperatures drop. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia appointed officials in Moscow-occupied Crimea have announced a regional emergency after oil was detected on the coast of Sevastopol. The city is the largest in the Crimean Peninsula. Fuel spilled out of two storm-stricken tankers nearly 3 weeks ago in the Kerch Strait, close to the eastern part of Crimea. Also at SRNnews.com, lawmakers says New Year's Day attacks resulted in weak national security policies from the Biden team.
Following months of warnings about a resurgent terrorism threat, an Army veteran inspired by ISIS slammed a pickup truck into crowd celebrating New Year's in New Orleans. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orten of Wisconsin tells the Salem Radio Network he wasn't surprised.
Are they linked? I'm not sure. Could they be linked? Absolutely. Was the first one designed to be a signal to President Trump? Potentially. Was the second one? Absolutely.
The former Navy SEAL said this attack and the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas on the same day represent a long-standing concern about threats from homegrown extremists who radicalize on their own before committing mass violence in the name of foreign groups. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. There's been more trouble for Christians in Sri Lanka.
Lawmakers in the island nation are considering a bill that would place greater restrictions on houses of worship. Every proposed new church in the Buddhist-majority country has to register with the government, but this legislation would require that all the established churches go through the same process, raising the possibility that some congregations that have been meeting for decades might suddenly be shut down. Christians make up about 7% of the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Growing number of companies have opted to abandon the LGBT agenda lately, and experts say many more are likely to do so now that President-elect Trump is returning to the Oval Office. Mr. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at the so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect private companies. This is SRN News. Federal government hitting JetBlue with a $2 million penalty for chronically late flights.
A Friday announcement from the Transportation Department says it's the first such fine against an airline over chronic delays and blames the airline for what it terms unrealistic scheduling. JetBlue says despite settling the matter, it blames the federal government for problems in the air traffic control system that contributes to the lateness. The airline wants the incoming Trump administration to modernize the tools and hire more controllers. Half the money of the fine would be earmarked for passengers who experienced delays on four East Coast routes during the time period between summer 2022 and late 2023. George Williams reporting.
It was 1 year ago right now when that panel blew out of a Boeing 737 MAX during flight. The nation's top aviation regulator now says the company needs to change its culture and put safety above profits. More details at SRNnews.com.